Student B. Task 1. Page 145.
I am going to talk on technology and some of the ways in which it has helped make our lives better. To begin, I would like to describe to you the types of technology I use every day. I'll start with one that you probably think is not new, the ordinary telephone. I am not talking about mobile telephones at this point, but the telephone which is connected to a landline. What makes this telephone different is that it is permanently connected to the internet, even when my computer is switched off. All the calls I make from this telephone are automatically sent through the internet. This has saved me a tremendous amount of money in telephone bills. Of course, like most people, I do have a mobile telephone, but I normally use this just for sending text messages. Making a phone call from a mobile can be expensive. If people want to call me on the mobile, that is up to them. I have mentioned one use of the internet, but of course you can do more with it than make cheap phone calls. I personally use the internet to get information to help me with my studies, but of course there are many other reasons for using it. People may use it to keep up with the news when they're away from home, or to obtain information about their bank accounts at any time of the day or night. Being able to get such information from anywhere in the world just by clicking a few buttons is obviously very useful. Of course, what you use the internet for depends a lot on what you do. Being able to keep in touch from different parts of the world is obviously important for people who travel a lot, such as business people or journalists. People who spend most of their time in or near their homes probably have different needs. I think that the mobile phone is very important because it allows families and friends to keep in touch with one another at all times, particularly when there is an emergency of some sort. There have been many reports of how sending a mobile phone message has saved lives. This, I think, is the main benefit of this form of communication. There is no doubt that life for me is very different to when my grandparents were young. In those days, the radio was perhaps the main source of entertainment and information inside the home. I remember my grandmother telling me how the family used to listen to news of important events on the radio. Nowadays, of course, we can watch such events live on satellite television.